Space News 77. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of May 2, 2025. The first piece of news is that I am making an official correction to my name, based on an observation that one of my subscribers made. Up to now, my official name as the Queen of Teijita was Marie I of Tema, where the name of the planet, Tema, indicates where a Teijetan citizen was born, same with Era, Procyon, Dakote, and so on. I took the of Tema directly from Alanim, as she was Queen Alanim I of Tema, because she was born there and that was the name she went by during her time as the queen, but in my case, I was not born on any of the Teijetan planets, yet I am still a Teijetan citizen as I was born on a starship, which, even though at the time it was in deep space, it was registered to the Teijetan Star Nation, and under space maritime law, anyone born on a starship will automatically take on the identity and citizenship of the place the ship is registered to. This is the case on Earth as well, as far as I understand, with sea ships, for example. So, from now on, my official name is Queen Marie I of Teijita, as it should be in all correctness. And I send a special thank you to my subscriber who noticed this discrepancy. I am sending a big hug your way. In the next piece of news, I want to briefly comment on the recent blackout that occurred some days ago, mostly in Spain, although it also happened in some parts of France and the Netherlands, perhaps somewhere else as well in Europe. I want to assure you that I have reasons to state that we are sure it was completely artificial, and had no technical reason at all for it to happen. Someone turned off a series of switches, and then turned them on again in the exact sequence that person was ordered to. It was a soft, false banner event against the people, I mean flag. Meant to rehearse and observe how the people react in order to perfect their strategies for maximum damage, more will most certainly occur. Remember that in the mentality of the psychopaths running planet Earth, the people are the real enemy, and for many reasons, for example, if not kept in check and under control, they would turn against the elite because of the long list of atrocities they have historically committed against the people of Earth. Another reason is that there are a large number of starseeds and stepdowns hiding and working among the people, who are working against the establishment simply because they think and act in a highly alternative manner, and with a much higher ethical frame. Know that those blackout events are fully artificial and against the people. Don't fall for their pseudoscientific lies about them. There is nothing wrong with the sun, for example. Next piece of news. Of the 378 young females liberated during last week's three rescue operations, two of which were fully successful and one dirty, and who were taken to a special facility deep inside the Andromedan biosphere ship Viera, we found that 15 of them were fully Antarian, a fact that strongly alarmed their government and their ambassador here, Azed Nidia, who also identified them, and stated that they are part of a long list of missing people back in their home planet. The moment that there is complete, documented proof that the Cabal of Earth has been illegally flying over Antaria and sequestering their people, their government is fully allowed to take action against the aggressors and to develop a recovery, rescue strategy, like Teijita has already. We are no longer alone in this recovery mission, as even the Galactic Federation has no legal way to stop us from acting in favor of our people and of anyone who is in a similar condition while we are at it, because we are following their very rules. But although this is a victory for all of us, things are not so simple because we must all follow non-intervention rules, including the Prime Directive, which demands us not to interfere with the so-called society and culture of Earth, as we may not leave any proof of our existence or our operations there, although we did leave quite a mess last week. For those of you who wish we did a lot more, well, shots were already fired, and I have become the only Taygetan leader to hit the Cabal militarily and get away with it, even though it was a perfect example of highly asymmetrical warfare. What alarmed Antaria even more was the fact that among the remaining 196 young females we rescued last week, 67 of them have been identified as belonging to other human Lyrian star nations, all of them at a pre-industrial stage of development, which means that they are most definitely not interstellar. Some of them don't even use electricity yet, as the girls were amazed at the simple existence of light bulbs. This means that the Cabal on Earth and their secret space program have committed a strong violation of the Galactic Federation's Prime Directive, under their declarations that no less developed civilization may be interfered with, especially if not interstellar. The proof that 15 Antarian girls were taken by force from their home planet, and the presence of no less than 67 other girls who belong to other less developed human Lyrian star nations, has forced Antaria to take direct action, all under the Galactic Federation's legal rules. Ambassador, as Ed Nidia, has been in extensive talks with the local Galactic Federation representatives, mostly Andromedan, demanding them to fully finance our rescue operations, Antarian and Taygetan. But although the representatives give us their full sympathy, they regret to inform us that they cannot give us a single penny, as financing is not in their hands, supposedly, because that is controlled by the always inaccessible Saturn level. In other, more direct words, the Galactic Federation is forced to let us perform rescue operations, while they look the other way, yet they are willing to do nothing to help us while at it. And I see this as obstruction, as it forces Taygeta to function, financing its movements however we can. Like this YouTube channel, and they also force Antaria to depend on us, at least until they figure out their own corner, I mean until they solve their own financing problem. As usual, the powers that be use money as a leash to control and limit people, and that includes entire powerful star nations who cannot do anything on Earth without it. Nevertheless, rescue operations will proceed. During this past week, two more and then followed by yet another two, Etorthan battleships have entered Earth's high orbit, always above the 500,000 official airspace, space, altitude, placing them in interplanetary space, making a total of 5 Etorthan Orion battleships present here. The 4 new ones are slightly smaller than the first one that arrived, which is clearly their flagship, yet are still 1.5 times bigger and heavier than a Taygetan Alcyone-class dreadnought, or than an Irma Claw class 1, which are roughly the same size. At this time, the Irma dreadnoughts Claw 54 and Claw 99, as well as the Taygetan dreadnought Alcyone, Goriel's ship, are shadowing the Orion vessels at a safe distance, but letting them know we are there, looking at them. The Antarian ambassador, as Ed Nidia, has also been strongly talking to the local Galactic Federation representatives regarding the presence of those 5 Orion, Etorthan battleships. The Federation allegedly states that they are here for diplomatic purposes only, but as stated by Ambassador, as Ed Nidia, you don't need 5 battleships for a diplomatic mission, as that is a power presence statement that could lead to war. And the Galactic Federation is precipitating an incident simply by allowing so many Orion warships to orbit a planet in conflict, and with so many other star nations who have historically had strong problems with the Etorthans, such as the Irma, the Antarians, and the Taygetans. Up to now, the Galactic Federation has not responded Ambassador as Ed Nidia's request for them to order the Etorthan fleet away from here. And as she stated, Prudence requests Antaria to bring here a fleet of their own, and she declared to the Galactic Federation that if the Atorthans were not gone by the end of this week, Antaria would be forced to bring one of their many battle fleets here. The end of this week is here, and at the time I write these words, the five Orion ships are still there, as reported by Captain Goriel of the starship Alcyone, who is shadowing them as we speak. We do link the presence of those Atorthan ships to upcoming agendas in Rome, and coming out of that city and its appendages, and also to the blackouts among other things happening on the planet. Coming back to the rescued girls, of the total 378 of them, 167 Tejetan girls were sent back home for healing on board the transport ship Saskek II. Of the remaining 211 girls, the 15 Antarian ones were given back to their people orbiting Earth and will be sent back to their home planet for healing and to their families. Of the remaining 196, 67 of them who belong to underdeveloped star nations will be returned to their home planets and places of origin, although there is much controversy about this, as they have seen too much already, and their home planets may not be nice places either, so Antaria is pushing for it to be each girl's choice to be returned or not. Of the remaining 129 fully human girls, 92 of them requested to be returned to their families on Earth, and their choice will be respected. And finally, none of the remaining 37 fully human girls desires to be sent back to Earth, so their full identity will be thoroughly researched, to avoid a Trojan horse scenario, and then an adoptive compatible star nation will take them in as their citizens. This may include Alfrata Centauri, Antaria, and Teigita, but it will be the girl's choice when the time comes. Something I must mention is that most of the 378 rescued young girls are virgins, and that somewhat protected them, because they were not abused or tortured yet, as that would, quote, damage the goods. Only a handful of them went through abuses, and they are being healed as we speak, which includes the use of full immersion medical pods like the ones I explained in my previous video, as well as psychological healing, which I will talk about in another video. We are hard at work. Before I go, I want to thank the sponsors of my channel. Your support is greatly appreciated, and I cannot thank you enough. Thank you, my dear friends, and so many other people thank you as well. As usual, I will continue informing you of any further events. Sorry for the strong subjects, but that is how things are. It is always a pleasure to write for you, my friends. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.